Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
So normally we do Love, Lost, and Found, and it works like this. Like, if you're at a club, it could happen anywhere, restaurant, could be in traffic, whatever, Braves game.
Grocery store.
And you link up with somebody that you think you got some chemistry with, right? I mean, you guys are vibing on your conversation. Yet at the end of the conversation, there's that awkward, should I get his phone number or not? And then you decide that you don't get it. Or you do get it and you accidentally delete his number in your phone or what have you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But his memory lingers on and you have no way to find the guy or find the woman. You email us. You give us a description and give us some details about some of the conversation you had with the guy. Then we'll put it out to the Bert Show community and chances are really good someone listening is going to know who this guy or this
mm-hmm.
woman is.
Yeah.
That's normally how Love, Lost, and Found works. And Emily was all fired up, man. She was getting ready to do it. She met a dude, didn't get the number or whatever, so she was ready to come on and do Love, Lost, and Found. So she's here now, but we will not be doing Love, Lost, and Found.
She has enough details on him, right?
Hey, Emily.
Doesn't matter.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm sick, but I'm good.
You got a case of the Carters right now, just as cold?
Poor Melissa.
I don't know. I'm just hanging out in the garage getting me sick, I guess.
Okay. Well, Emily, you emailed us initially. And,
I did.
And you wanted to do a Love, Lost, and Found. And then you emailed us a couple of days later and said, oh, my New Year's resolution is to not chase guys, right?
Pretty much.
So that kind of canceled each other out.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, actually. I was out and met this dude. We were out for my birthday, and I was like, oh, well, you know, he seems kind of nice, and I'm not exactly the most forward person when I'm out. And I was like, well, I probably should have gotten his number. Because we were out. I was with my friends, so I really didn't. I was oblivious to it. And so then I was like, well, I know they do that, so let me email them and see what's going on. So then Tracy responded probably 2 hours after I emailed. I was like, oh, crap. And last week, I have a good friend that we talk about everything that's going on in our lives or whatever, and we haven't had the best of luck with men. We've been dating the ones that really aren't up to par, mm-hmm. so to speak. And last Monday, this is going to sound like a pitch for Dr. Phil and Steve Harvey, but he had a Don't Do It Again in 2010 show. and Steve Harvey was by his side the whole show. So, and one of the women on the show was like, I keep dating losers, this and that. And so Dr. Phil gives his pitch of, you get what you deserve, you get what you expect. You know, the big serious Dr. Phil. And then Steve Harvey said, all right, listen, guys have 3 layers. Layer number 1 is they're going to tell you what you want to hear. Layer number 2 is they're going to make themselves be the ideal guy and the perfect guy for you, no matter what. And layer 3 is where you get to the truth. And so we were like, I was talking to my friend, and I was like, you know, honestly, how do you know you're going to get to layer number 3 if you put yourself out there? So it's kind of like, well, you're more likely to get a guy that is honestly interested in you if he pursues you.
Correct.
Mm. That's one side of it. And then the second side of it is it's so easy to get lost in a guy and analyzing things, being an emotional chick, that if you focus on yourself and you become oblivious, then you'll definitely know they're interested if you're doing your own thing.
Okay. This is the mojo that we talk about all the time. Like the less you care, the more people are interested in you.
Exactly. And it works. Sometimes it's hard to get out of the cycle if you've been involved with somebody who kind of controls you for so long, but that's the deal.
So your New Year's resolution is not to pursue any guys.
Right.
I think it's a great resolution. Tell us about your guy chasing in the past.
Well, it hasn't really been chasing initially, but it's been getting hooked up and I guess, you know, that whole motherly thing. I don't really know. The history really is I've been dating people who lie and cheat and like to have several women.
And so, you have to meet these guys and somehow you pursue them.
Yeah, it ends up being fine for the first couple weeks, and then it's like, oh well, maybe I need to do more to get them to get them to know that I'm interested, and then it just ends up being a vicious cycle, basically.
So this goes back to the same thing we were talking about half an hour ago. If you're expecting different results, but you do the same things over and over and over again, you're not going to get different results. So she's trying to snap that whole thing.
I think it's really smart. Yeah. And I think when you make that a conscious decision, that ultimately you start filling your time with other things.
Exactly. Well, you know? And it's a catch yourself type thing. It's like, oh, well, am I doing the same thing again? I don't need to. It's not like it's like the guy that I met Saturday. Well, why do I need to? I mean, I'm sure he probably would have gotten on, and he probably would have gotten my number, and he probably would have gone out with me, but that doesn't mean he really was interested.
You seem way too pulled together to be a part of the Burt Show.
That's why she tried to bail.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm pulled together now. You want me to call you back in three months when I'm in the same spot?
That would be really perfect.
She's so together that she tried to bail on us, and we wouldn't let her.
Back in.
Like the mafia, the radio mafia.
Exactly.
So my first hunch is that you really couldn't have had too much of a chemistry with this guy, because if you really thought he was right for you, then I think you would have sacrificed your New Year's resolution in order to find this guy. So there's got to be something that's really holding you back from doing what you want to do.
Well, that's partially because I dumped the last one last week.
Okay.
So I think there's probably a little bitterness there, too.
Okay.
So, I'm probably still a little anti.
So you were attracted to the new guy before you even broke up with the old guy?
No. I met the new guy last Saturday.
Okay.
It's what, Tuesday now?
Yes.
So 4 days ago.
Okay.
And I dumped the other one 5 days prior to that.
Okay.
Not even a win.
She needed to prove that she could do this by her on her own.
Independent.
She needed some alone time before she could pursue somebody else. All right, Emily. Awesome. We will grant your request to not do a love lost and found for sure.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on with us.
Sticking with your resolution.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good luck sticking with it. I think she's very, she's a great example of what New Year's resolutions are all about, though, man. It usually takes you about 10 days to break that thing. Now, Matthew was telling us earlier that statistics show that 98% of Americans, once you make a New Year's resolution, end it sometime?
By next week.
By next week.
Same for her. Maybe she'll call us back next week and we'll be doing a love lost and found.
Get it. The Burt Show.